Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, and I view my job to bring you interesting, provocative, and perhaps unusual conversation tips about the health of your eyes and how it's related to your body. My goal is to make you a better thinking and healthier person and realize it sometimes affects your vision, but always affects all of you. That's why you need to be a medical detective. I thought I'd bring up the fact how earwax, body odor, and bowels can affect your vision. Earwax, body odor, and bowels can affect your vision. And so you don't know some of the things that connect the thread between these items, but it is there. So let's just start. There are many subtle clinical signs that people don't recognize, whether it's hair, skin, nails, body smell, earwax, dry, itchy eyes, staining on your skin, teeth coloration, or bowel function. But they all may draw attention to the overall health of your body and have some impact, ultimately, on your vision. Earwax is also known as cerum, and cerum is a sticky, shiny substance produced by the wax glands in the outer part of your ear canal. And that's what separates the fleshy ear canal from the inner ear and the bones. So earwax is 20 to 50% fat, and so it is an indicator of fat. And this fat coats the ear canal to moisturize and fight off infection and keep dust, dirt, etc., debris out. And over time, it gradually works its way out. And so it just seems to disappear. People scratch their ear. That's it. But when it starts accumulating and gets to block the ear canal, you know you're both dehydrated and you're low in omega-3 fats. Let's back up for a second before we start eating krill or taking fish oil or eating salmon. Omega-3 fats are the polyunsaturated ones. They're the two major lineages are omega-6, which is linoleic and arachidonic, and omega-3, which is fish oil, eicosapentaenoic, or DHA, algae oil, docosahexaenoic. So arachidonic, which is 30% of your brain, is in most terrestrial foods and meat. So it's very common. But the fish oil family and the algae oil family is not, so it's less common. Omega-6 is inflammatory, causes acne, dandruff, etc., but it kills bacteria and keeps your body healthy. But omega-3 is non-inflammatory, doesn't clot, and coats all your membranes. And especially 50% of the retina is omega-3 DHA, and 30% of the brain is omega-3 DHA. So this is critical stuff. And that's how we wander around back to the membrane in the ears and the fats in the ears, because these are important components that not only of the ears, but it's an indication of the rest of the body. And our modern diet is supremely lacking in the omega-3 fatty acids. And that's why it's important you have to supplement. So fats, earwax, the constitution. What about body odor? That's a strange topic, you know, but it's interesting. Your doctor never asked you about earwax, body odor, your bowel movements. Yet these are so basic as benchmarks of health and perhaps even bellwethers of future illness. Body odor, you know, is obviously we think of armpits, but it can be anywhere in the body. And it's usually due to bacteria. And the bacteria create certain things like propionic acid and isovaleric acid. And these volatile organic compounds come out when you sweat. And sweating is so natural. So dogs can track prostate cancer by smelling people's urine. So there's no question that body liquids can harbor a smell, and the smell may either be due to stress, disease, or increased sweating from what's in the diet. So food is a source of body odor. So breath, gas, sweat all contain what happens from what you eat. Red meat, seafood, beans, egg yolks, garlic, onions, asparagus, cabbage, spices. So you see some good foods besides overdoing the red meat. You can smell your own armpit or your towel after showering, and it will tell you what you ate yesterday. And it tells you a little bit about the protein, carb, and fat balance. Certain medications will increase body odor and sweating, such as aspirin, Tylenol, and antidepressants. Fish oil is often rancid. Yep, fish oil, EPA, is often rancid because it's broken down algae oil. The king is algae oil, which is omega-3, the longest chain omega-3. So your food is an indicator of what you eat and ultimately relays to your health. Well, staying regular is crucial for staying healthy. I mean, nobody talks about this stuff, but the fact is it is very important to know characteristics of bowel movements because it is another indicator of body function, hormone level, stress level, what you've eaten, and how well you're hydrated. You eat a meal, the food moves through your intestine by peristalsis, and your muscles contract and relax, and it goes down the tract. Certain enzymes are placed, and water is placed in it, and so a stool is formed. And the point is, there are many characteristics of that stool. And so, shape, color, consistency, frequency, smell, are always clues. Again, the omega-3s come into bearing because they help make grease the intestinal tract. Normal bowel habits may vary. So that's different for what's regular for you, but you will know whether it's regular. And the ease of bowel movements is important as well. There's a Bristol stool chart that goes through a variety of characteristics of shape, size, color, diameter, texture, how quickly it sinks. But I'm not going to go into all of that. But I do want to go into the fact that the important thing is that earwax, your sweat, your bowel movements may be indicators not only of what you eat and what is excreted, but also how healthy you are. The omega-3s are important. The sulfides that you eat are important, as in protein. And regularity is most important. If you have dandruff or itchy ears, you're lacking something, and it's often hydration and omega-3s. So the important thing is what affects your cells elsewhere can affect your vision. You will have a battered retina that doesn't have enough nutrients, and it's such a subtle finding you don't pay attention to it. So your diet, your supplementation is quite important. And use night driving, yes, your adaptation to car headlights as a benchmark for health of your eyes. The faster you recover from glare, the better we like it. So as Dr. Rob Abel, the important thing is you can feel free to email me at dr.abel@icomplexcs.com. dr.abel@icomplexcs.com. I'm Dr. Rob Abel on the Wizard of Oz show at RadioMD.com. For this segment or any of my segments, feel free to look up my show page and share this information with your friends and your loved ones. It may seem remote, but it all comes around to both your eyes and your health. See well and stay well.